I don't know what all Jim will share with us tonight, but we have a theology of sickness and of healing. And if you're very interested, if your life depends on it in these days, you write me an email, you give me a phone call, and I'll meet with you and I'll talk to you and I'll tell you what we're preaching in our church about this matter of sickness and healing in these days. Brother Jim?
I am so glad that God meets me where I am. God meets us where we are. Thank you, Lord. This has been a really significant year for me, and I think in the life of our church. I feel like my heart has been expanded, that my spiritual life has deepened through the purpose-driven life, through seeing our ministry and missionary teams go into Estonia and Liberia. I feel like this has been a wonderful year so far. I've been looking forward, kind of with fear and trembling, about this week. Pastor Rob mentioned Laura, and she and Dolores have been on my heart so strongly this week, praying for Dolores and Ray. And Laura has had surgery, and as I prayed respectfully, rehearsing with the Lord what he already knew and I had just learned. A young woman, a Christian woman, woman of integrity, woman with two young children, 12 years old and 10 years old. I pray, Lord, heal her. Now, Laura's not here. I believe she's probably in the hospital. But we prayed with our sister Dolores and, according to the scripture, anointed her with oil. My heart has been with her all week. I prayed and fasted this week and sought the Lord's face. And I've noticed during the week that I've been sort of weepy, and I ask you to bear with me about that. God said, if my people who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That's been very powerful in my heart, in my meditation this week. Oh, Lord. Brother Tom Lane said, as you try to draw nearer to the Lord, your own shallowness and your own lack of depth becomes more, not less, evident. But I've thought about you. I thought about you, Brother Gary, this week, and lifted you up to the Lord. As Pastor Rob said, we prayed many prayers for healing and for health. But this is a special time, I think, these coming nights. I'm just rejoicing about the fact that we're going to come together in Jesus' name, seeking his face and for the healing that only he can give. Yesterday morning, I told Doris I wasn't sure if it was when I was still asleep or woke up or just when it was. But it occurred to me that as we come tonight, taking this as serious business, that we are not unlike the servants at the wedding of Cana. Jesus' mother came and said to him, the supplies have run out. And Jesus said, what have I to do with you in this matter? He said, woman, I can just imagine the tenderness. And then she said what really struck my heart, and that was, do whatever he tells you to do. And that's where we are tonight. Lord, we want to do whatever you tell us to. This is a safe place tonight. I'm so glad.